me a vestigial sense of the crowd that I have relied upon over the last 27 years. In the world of filmmaking, where there is no audience, where in fact quiet on the set is required, I sometimes try to determine if a particular idea is funny. I picture myself at the back of a darkened theater, watching the bit in question unspooling on the screen, and somewhere, in the black interior of my brain, I can hear the audience's response. Thankfully, when the movie is finally screened, I discover that my intuition is not always right. If it were, there would be no surprises left. I would be living in a dull comedy heaven. I do not know if my act holds up these many years later. It is not for me to decide or even think about. Sometimes I hear or see a piece of the old show, and it sounds funny. Sometimes I don't get it, and I can't figure out what all the fuss was about. I did, however, in the course of writing this memoir, come across routines and ad-libs long forgotten that made me smile. Like this description of a radio show in Austin, Texas, in the 70s, remembered by the host, Sonny Melendrez. Steve Martin came directly from a recording session to debut his Let's Get Small album on my show. Before he left, he got very serious, and I truly thought we were seeing another side of him. He launched into a monologue of what seemed like sincere words of friendship. It took me by surprise, given the hour of silliness that had just taken place. Could this be the real Steve Martin, I thought? Sonny, you know, I've listened to you for years, and I really feel like you've become my friend, and I feel like I can ask you this question. Sure, Steve, you can ask me anything. What time is it?
Born Standing Up was written and read by Steve Martin. It was recorded at Video Box Studios in Los Angeles, California. The recording engineer was Mitchell Linskoog, with editing and post-production by Frog Pond Productions. The music was composed or arranged and performed by Steve Martin. The associate producer was Travis Tun. Born Standing Up was produced and directed by Elisa Shokoff. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.